Welcome to the Innocent Wolf Podcast, episode number 4. Intrusive Thoughts.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about intrusive thoughts. So, secular psychologist Aaron T. Beck, who is known as the creator of cognitive therapy, he had this idea that there were things called negative intrusive thoughts. To my knowledge, there wasn't anything that he discovered called positive intrusive thoughts. At least to me, that says there's something about us that's trying to get us to a place of despair or something that is trying to work against our success. Now, I'm a Catholic, and I know exactly what that is. We have an explanation for it. It's the devil. He's trying to break us away from God, get our minds off of God, and get us to hate ourselves, which further divides us from God. So here's how this sets up. You have events throughout your life in which a faith and trust in God is going to help you navigate those. So practice of trust. It is an intellectual pursuit. It's to say, even if something bad happens, I know God's going to take care of me. I have to distrust myself. I am not capable of handling all the things that come through, but God is there watching over me. And when bad things happen, I have to trust that He is going to take care of me in ways that I don't understand and in ways that are going to help me even to a greater degree than me trying to help myself in that matter. And if bad things happen to me, God is allowing it for my salvation or for the salvation of others. All right, so let's say something bad happens. You're on vacation and your wallet gets stolen and you're all by yourself. You don't have anybody there with you. Your credit cards are gone, your cash is gone, your driver's license is gone, and you're in a foreign country. The devil has set up that experience for your life. God has allowed it to occur for your salvation, to help you move forward in life in your relationship with God. The devil tempted that guy to break into your car and steal your wallet. Now you're stuck there by yourself. A trust in God is, oh my goodness, somebody stole my wallet. Well, I'm upset about that. It's okay to feel upset about that. But all the thoughts that come afterwards, the things you want to do to try to make yourself feel better, maybe you have some pretty dark thoughts. Maybe you want to hurt the other guy. Maybe all of these other things that are popping into your head. That's the devil sitting in there just tossing these little thoughts into your head. Blink, blink, blink. Because you have had an emotional experience of things. It's a painful emotional experience. And so he throws these thoughts into your head. They're always negative, aren't they? You never get positive thoughts that just pop into your head. And those are intrusive thoughts. They are being thrust upon you. You're not looking through them. You're not sitting there with a catalog going, you know what? I'd really like to think of some thoughts, really dark thoughts that put me in a really bad place for the day. I think that's a good idea. Okay, so what thoughts can I come up with that just ruin my day, make me feel awful about myself, and break me away from God? It's not happening. These thoughts just appear out of nowhere. And they come when you're in a place of emotional distress. So those thoughts are the devil trying to break you away from God. Now, what we do when we have those thoughts is he throws those into our brains and we grab onto them and we claim them as our thoughts. We say, well, I keep having these thoughts, or I had these bad thoughts. Those aren't your bad thoughts. Those are his bad thoughts. He's just trying to get you to grab onto them and believe that they're yours. And many people, when they do believe that they're theirs, they start then self-condemning or getting really worried about themselves. Oh my goodness, I had these horrible thoughts. How bad am I? No, they're not your thoughts. They're his thoughts. He's just throwing them into your brain and you're taking them and running with it. You're letting him just stir you around. So what is important in getting past these? Well, first, you have to reject these thoughts. The thoughts pop into your head and you say, no, get out of here. Those are your thoughts. Those are not my thoughts. Guardian angel, come and protect my mind and my emotions. And then focus on just what you feel. Keep your mind focused on what you're feeling in that moment. That upsetness, that feeling of anger, that feeling of sadness. And you just say, I'm going to keep my mind on how I feel in my body, my physical body right at this moment. I feel sad. I'm sad that this guy broke into my car and that he stole my wallet and all my money. And everything else. I'm sad that that happened. I'm sad that that happened. And keep your mind married to that place. I feel that sadness right there in my stomach. I feel it in my chest. I feel sad. It's okay to feel sad. Sit there in it. Let yourself feel that sadness. It may then turn into anger. It becomes more intense. Let it. And when he keeps bombarding you with those thoughts, you say, no, get out of here. I'm not having that conversation. Get out of here. Guardian angel, come and protect my mind and my heart. Yeah, I feel really angry. I feel it in my fists. My fists are all clenched up. Yes, I feel like I could put my fist through something. I feel that anger in my fists. I feel the anger in my fists. I feel the anger in my face, in my jaw, my clenched teeth. I feel anger in my stomach. I feel it in my legs and in my feet. I feel that anger. And it's okay to feel anger. It's just a feeling. It's not a behavior. It's not a thought. It's anger. It's a feeling. It's okay to feel that anger. And you stay with it. Allow it to be there. Allow the feeling to be there. The thoughts of, I'm going to go hunt this guy down and blah, blah, blah. Nope. That's not your thoughts. Those are, again, the intrusive thoughts. You say, no, I'm not doing that. We're not having this conversation. Don't try to debate it. You'll lose every single time. Stay connected in that feeling. I'm angry. I just feel very angry. And if you allow yourself to experience that anger, to feel the feeling that's coming up while keeping custody of your mind, so keep your mind on how you feel, not I feel like, not I feel like I want to go, but I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel afraid. Stay in that world right there. It will pass. It will become much easier to bear because feelings have a very short lifespan. And if you allow them to be there while keeping custody of your mind, you will move through them, not push them away. You will move through them. We were created with feelings, and they're kind of catawampus right now because of the fall. You were created with feelings. Jesus himself felt feelings that, at least to me, don't make any sense. Remember, Lazarus was sick. They sent messengers to Jesus. Hey, he's really sick. He's going to die. Jesus right then could have snapped his fingers and said, Lazarus, be healed. And Lazarus is healed. But he didn't. He said, I understand. This is for the glory of God. He goes back a little while later to go see Lazarus. Lazarus's family is there. Why didn't you come, Lord? He's dead. He's dead. He's been in the tomb for many days. He's starting to stink, Lord. And he says, I know. This is all for God's glory. And he looks around at Lazarus's friends and family, and they're all weeping. And Jesus takes that big sigh. I think we've all experienced that sigh where you're trying to stuff down that sadness, those tears that are coming up. And he looks around again, and he sees them a second time, and he goes to that big sigh to try to stuff them down, and Jesus weeps. Why does he weep? Why does Jesus weep in that moment? Intellectually, we know. He knew. He was God, for crying out loud. Intellectually, he knew, I can heal him. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to pull him out of that tomb. Lazarus, come on out, and he's going to come out. And yet, Jesus sat there and wept. It doesn't make sense, unless it's to give witness that we have feelings, and you got to let yourself feel those feelings. This is different than a thought and a behavior. You have to let yourself feel those feelings when they come up. Now, if you're in a moment of an emergency and you're trying to do something, okay, stuff them down, get everybody to safety, and then let yourself feel those feelings at an appropriate time. And at the moment, with the story of Jesus and Lazarus, that was an appropriate time. But for Jesus to show us a model of letting ourselves feel those feelings, feel the feeling of grief. Let yourself be sad about it. It's okay to feel sad about it. It's okay that it hurts. It's okay that it's a sad event. Even Jesus himself felt those feelings. Even when you look at it and it doesn't make any sense, except that he was fully human in addition to fully God. So when those feelings pop up, whatever it is, let them be there. Even if it's anxiety, let yourself feel the anxiety. Where is it in your body? Stay connected with it. Let yourself feel it. And I'm not going to let my mind dwell on all the things that the devil's telling me he wants me to do. That's what gets people into real trouble, when they debate with the devil or they give in to what the devil tells them. Don't do that. Just let yourself feel it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
You have been listening to the Innocent Wolf podcast. If you found something of value, please rate and share this episode with a loved one. And remember, keep a prayer on your lips and your head on a swivel. In secula seculorum. Amen.